It's someone's birthday. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
My name is someone.
Hello there, someone. Happy birthday today, someone. How are you, someone?
Thank you. You know, I'm in that place that you get where you're over a certain age where you're like, stinks getting older, and you're in between like, oh, I wish I wasn't getting a year older, and well, at least I'm not dead, where you're trying to like look on the bright side. The opposite would be dead.
Right. That's exactly it's exactly where we are. I think about, yes, there are people dropping dead who are younger than me at this point.
Totally. So, like, you're at this age where you want to be able to just, you want to think like, well, can I go back to 25? Like, I wish I was 28 again. Not really. Actually, they weren't greatest of years, but why aren't I 32? Like, I feel like I'm 34. But at the end of the day, you're like, okay, the reality is I could either get older or die. So I guess it's good that I hit another year, right?
Well, I got to say, you look great for 73. So it's amazing. It's amazing how good you look.
I haven't even gotten my Botox in COVID. I'm hoping to go soon when the surges die down because my face is like a paper bag. I do want to fix all the wrinkling, get myself together. But as you may have noticed, I started my getting back together thing with getting my hair straightened.
I see. I see. Straightened hair. I didn't even recognize you when you came on screen today. I had no idea who it was.
After all that Gilda Radner hair.
Exactly. I'm used to the hair where it's out beyond the screen. Now it is a nice slim look.
Like Rosanna Dana hair when I don't have the straightener in it. But my next step is going to be I'm going to either do Botox or I'm going to do those tattooed eyebrows that you see people do.
Wonderful. Now, any shout outs to people in town? Who was the lucky person who got to work on your hair and straighten it out for you?
Oh, a very nice lady that I just met named Jamie.
Oh,
she's happy. I can send this to her. But it's funny. She works at a salon called Queen of the Blondes. And I was like, am I even allowed in there? That's actually what it's called. Queen of the Blondes.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't sure if I was allowed in there, but she's brunette. So when I saw her picture that she's brunette, I figured, okay, that's just the name of the place. And it's not her place.
Right.
And she's building her own place. So look at all this plug. I'll have to send her this.
Look at this. Wow. So she should be somewhere downtown in Townport. Is that where her new place is going to be? She said.
Exactly. Right on Main Street in Townport is going to be her new place. And I'm not sure what that's called, but her name's Jamie and she's great. I would recommend her to anybody. I actually enjoyed our conversation and spending time with her.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So what else have you done for your birthday today? Have all the local merchants said happy birthday to you and sent their best wishes to you? And am I calling you someone the whole show or can I call you Sasha at this point?
You can call me Sasha.
Okay, good.
I have been checking my emails to get all of my random J. Crew happy birthday. Home Goods, happy birthday. I always find that sad. It kind of depresses me. Like when I read those, like, you know, those business marketing happy birthdays, it always makes me feel like, especially in that sometimes you would get like a card from your bank and a card from your insurance broker in the mail. But those are the only cards you get in the mail anymore because no one mails cards. And I always found that more depressing than happy because it's not like we really think somebody at the bank is sitting there thinking of us, right? Or gives a shit.
I absolutely think that they are thinking of you. And what are you saying shit for? I thought this was going to be G-rated. I can't believe you lasted one show. Okay. I won a lot of money on that. Thank you.
But I did want to show you that you said, are all the merchants reaching out? I did go through Starbucks.
Right.
And I mentioned that I was getting my birthday coffee. And they wrote, have a good day.
Oh,
they didn't give me a free coffee or say happy birthday, but they did say have a good day.
So does that make you sad or happy? I don't know where that falls in the whole parameter of things.
Right. Well, I don't know if they write that every day. I've never had it before. So I don't know if because I said I'm coming for my birthday coffee, they wrote have a good day as opposed to on a regular day when it's not your birthday. Have whatever day you want.
Right.
Just give us $5.85.
Did you go to Coach Fowler's Pizza for your birthday slice yet or are you doing that later on?
The free slice.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, you know, my family would like to do that for dinner because they're excited by the free and they like a deal.
Right.
But I said that I want like an actual dinner at a sit down restaurant. I don't want to stand. No offense, Coach Fowler. I don't want to stand at those tables. So I made a reservation somewhere that I've never been, so we'll see. But I wonder if you know, I'm trying not to do pizza because I have to lose like, 50 pounds, 50, 60 pounds. So I'm trying to sort of avoid pizza. No right. offense.
All right. So no Coach Fowler. Did you get anything at the Simon store? Nothing. Did you buy anything there? Go in?
Do you know that I am trying to just get rid of things? I've been on this new purging thing where I wear something and I look at it when I take it out of the closet and I go, this is ready to be dumped or donated. So but I wear it once. And then instead of washing it, because I've been doing so much laundry, instead of washing it, I'm putting it all in a hefty bag for this donation drop that I'm going to make. I'm doing like last hurrahs. In fact, like this dress is going to go in there. So I'm doing last hurrahs and then in the bag it goes. I really need to pare down, Paul. I just want everything to be purposeful if it exists at all in my life. And if not, I don't want it.
So maybe we should own and open our own consignment store with your crap in it.
Oh my God.
And first sell it all, that way and become in competition.
I've probably gotten rid of 1,000 items. You know, many I gave away on the Buy Nothing Townport site and then the Townport gift economy. And then some I sold at auction, you know, remember, in the many different housing things. And I thought I pared it all down, but I still had 2 pods. And now I'm looking at that stuff going, my life is like ruled by the organization or misorganization of stuff. So I think I'm going to pay someone to help me go through the garage, go through all the boxes just to tell me to throw everything out. It would just be easier to just throw it out myself.
I'll take that job. Just pay me and I'll tell you just to throw all that crap away. Okay?
I feel like I can't do it alone. I need help.
All right. No problem. I'll come over and help you throw away that crap.
A few decorative items. Exactly. And then it's almost like I want to get down to like, I don't know if it was your grandmother's apartments, but my grandmother's apartments in their 70s and 80s were like this, where they just had very specific tchotchkes. There were never any new tchotchkes coming in or going out. It was just 1, 2, 3, that, the clothes they wore. Like, that's what I want to get down to.
Okay, and what's the over-under on how long that will take? Will it take shorter of the amount of time that it did for you to curse on the air or longer than the amount of time?
It's going to take longer.
That didn't take long for you to answer.
I know, because I've been having trouble with it, actually. I've been having trouble with it for the past 2 months, and then I feel badly about myself, that it's not easy for me to just purge and go through the stuff. And then I have to literally tell myself, Paul, there are people that kill people. And they don't feel bad about themselves. They kill someone, they murder them, and they go on about their day, and they're not mad at themselves. I am beating myself up and torturing myself because I'm not good at going through boxes. So I keep reminding myself, I watch those murder mystery things on TV or a little bit of news, and I go, look at that psychopath who's not even guilty that he murdered. Look at that guy in California who QAnon murdered his 2 children. Doesn't feel bad about it. He thinks they were going to be monsters with serpent DNA. And here I am making myself feel like duty, not swearing, because I can't motivate to do the unpleasant task of going through boxes. So I'm constantly telling myself that is not a reason to be mad at yourself. I'm trying to do the thing where I just give myself a little bit of, I don't want to say the cliche now where everybody says, give yourself grace. I don't want to say that, but I'm trying to give myself just a gentler time. At the fact that, like, no, I don't like doing that. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. Everything I pull out is like a mistake. I look at it and go, oh, I spent money on that mistake, like things I wasted money on. And so then I feel bad just tossing them or donating them. So I'm trying to learn to just like let it all go. I can't wait to get it all out.
Well, maybe the whole crux of the situation is that you need to go out and murder someone and not feel guilty about it, and then we'll put everything in perspective for you, and you can get rid of all the crap in the box.
No, I'm anti-murder.
Are you? I'm sure there are several people you would like to murder.
No, like murder to me is so extreme. No.
Would you like them to vanish off the face of the earth?
There's a few people I wouldn't care if they vanished, but I wouldn't want to murder anybody.
How about that woman at the Home Goods store a couple of years ago who screamed at you?
I remember that woman. I don't even need her to vanish. I mean, she vanished by me just never going back to that store.
Right. All right. Well, what?
It'd have to be a lot more egregious where I want someone to vanish.
Okay. So it's more egregious than yelling at you in the store.
yelling at me one time. Yeah, I would have to be like repeated incidents of nastiness, you know, where it's not just like had a bad day or whatever.
Right. Well, as Starbucks said, have a nice day with a have smiley a face. Day. Oh, a good day. Well,
just on that, I just want to say one little thing about have a good day. I used to, you know, it's my birthday today. So, you know, people are nice. They send texts and they send birthday messages. A few years ago, realized like I don't ever want to say to someone like have a great birthday or have an awesome, have the best, because I feel like, again, back to those sad insurance and bank cards, I feel like I don't know what their life is like, but it's never like the best day or the greatest or whatever. So I don't want to like say that and then have them feel like, wow, like it's not living up to that. So I always say have a nice or have a good day. I hope
have an adequate day. I hope it goes fine.
Right.
I think no better than fine, though.
Expectations. Like, I'm not big on saying, like, have the best day of your life. I hope it's the best one ever. Are you big on that?
Yes, I always say that. Have the best birthday ever.
I'm sure you to say that because I think you also, you were like me, we're realists. And we know that, like, that doesn't really, you know what I mean? And
then, I do say it, though.
But don't you think then you're setting the person up to feel badly that, like, this wasn't the best day ever or greatest birthday?
No.
Yeah, I worry too much about everyone's feelings. You don't worry about that.
Nothing at all. No feelings whatsoever.
I worry about some people's feelings, but I'm just saying I worry about like hurting anyone's feelings, you know?
Well, here's something you can worry about, all right?
What should I worry about?
The school has just posted a plethora of listings, job openings available, and I thought maybe you should apply to a couple of them. I think you would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job.
Exactly. So once you clean out all your crap from your pods or whatever the hell they're called. Here are a couple jobs.
Well, now we're still in the garage. I try to tell myself again with the giving myself gentleness. I say, at least now everything we own is in this one house and garage. It's not in another state. It's not in another part of the town. It's not in a store. It's all in one place. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
Sorry. So the teacher openings, let's hear them.
You want to hear? Are you ready?
Yeah. Is it any of my kids' teachers? Is it high school?
It's all over the place. So I don't think so. There's some, it doesn't say specifically high school for Sasha's kids. We need a teacher. So there's no listing specifically like that.
Any of the high school teachers, you know?
Well, they have what do they have? A school psychologist. That would be perfect for you. I would love for you to counsel all the
psychologist actually, but without any accreditation. I have no accreditation.
How about a security guard? You fought with them. Now you can be on their side.
Oh, yeah. I've had them many times, like, flip me off, the ones in the street and everything. I'd be scared to be the security guard nowadays because you're like it's you against the mass shooter, basically.
Right. All right. Here's another one for you.
The flashlight against a mass shooter.
Right.
With AR-15.
You'll flash it in their face. Mathematics teacher, you're good at math, right?
Oh, I am really good at up until about first grade math. I could kill that. I can do the 1 + 3, like those sheets that are 1 + 3 = 4, 2 + 5. That's about where my math now ends.
You can't do times tables?
I think I could do those up to 10 also. But that's about, like, I pretty much let all my math skills go.
All right. How about then a temporary custodian? You want to clean the school? The way you clean your house, you would be perfect cleaning the school.
You know how much I love cleaning my house, and I'm so good at purging my house. So I would take the job as the school custodian, right? Just to have something to do and to like get in the school and be able to like spy on what's going on and see what my kids are doing. But then what I would do is I would hire my housekeeper to come and do the actual cleaning part. So I would just be there in my little janitorial like outfit walking around being like, hi, just because you know how I say I sometimes feel like I need something social. I'd just be like, hi, kids, hi, eavesdropping on high school conversations. And then I'd have my housekeeper going behind me and doing the actual cleaning. Do you think that's a good way to do it?
That would be quite a sight, yes. Now, what would you be wearing? You'll be wearing a janitorial outfit. Will you buy that or do you have one in one of your pods right now that you could use?
Well, I don't have one, but I feel like they're army green, like pantsuits, you know, like a jumpsuit.
So like what Private Benjamin wore, is that what you're saying?
It interesting. Yeah, it's interesting when I just thought about that, about the cleaning. And the reason I said that, it's not being condescending. The person who cleans for me, I worship her. I tell her, and I used to tell the other ones, I worship them because I can't do it. I can't organize. I don't mean it in a patronizing, snotty way. I mean, wouldn't it be funny if someone went for a janitor job, like, let's say me, who isn't really a cleaner, but brought along their cleaner? Because if you think about it, otherwise you could say, you know what, you're being prejudiced and discriminatory not hiring me. Like, just because I'm not somebody who likes to clean or is good at it, I don't think I should be disqualified by the job as long as I can get the job done. How do I get the job done? I bring my housekeeper and maybe her two cousins. I mean, that would just be hilarious.
That would be perfect. You need to apply and let me know what happens.
And I would basically be paying them the entire salary, you know, to do the job.
Probably even more than what you'd be getting, which would be even better. So you lose money on the deal.
Right. But I still get to be like, hi, kids. Hi, Danny. Hi, Sandy. Who's the high school couple, you know?
And you get to wear green fatigues. What could be bad about that?
What could be bad about that? But I want to know, why are all these jobs? Are they mostly elementary school? Because are people just running away from the unvaccinated germ fests?
It's all over. It's all levels of the school, everywhere. They're online at the school. So if you really want to apply, go apply there. For all our listeners,
in our district, and they have really good benefits.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So that's it, Sasha. I don't want to keep you from your birthday dinner, not at Coach Fowler's, but at the new place. You'll let us know what happened next week. A wonderful, wonderful, the best birthday ever.
Ever,
Sasha.
Thank you so much, Paul. I wish I could live my life like a superlative, you know? I wish I could, like, do that. I wish I could live in the platitudes.
One day you will. One day you will.
When I'm dead?
Yeah, exactly. And on that note, that wraps up this episode of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, again, happy birthday. It's a pleasure to see you. I'll see you again next week.
Thank you very much. I will see you next Tuesday. And we love you, community.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.